The forum covered a lot of ground. In just under an hour, the six candidates answered questions on 10 issues, all submitted by the Young Democrats of Guilford County. The audience of about 50 people heard very similar answers. Take, for example, a question about privatizing Social Security. Here are Mecklenburg County State Senator Malcolm Graham, Charlotte attorney Curtis Osborne, and CMS attorney George Battle III.
I won't privatize Social Security.
I would not allow Social Security to be privatized.
I will not ever support a cut in Social Security benefits.
What about addressing climate change? They all suggest putting more resources into clean energy. And President Obama's push to raise the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour? Here are State Representatives Alma Adams of Greensboro and Marcus Brandon of High Point and former Charlotte City Councilman James Mitchell.
I think 10-10 is a good start. I think it's realistic to begin there, but we need a living wage.
I think that we got to have a real genuine conversation about what a living wage is.
I'm a strong supporter of the 10-10 living wage.
The winner of the Democratic primary is expected to coast to victory in November. The 12th is a heavily Democratic majority-minority district that former Congressman Mel Watt represented for decades. The district snakes its way through six counties from Charlotte to Greensboro, including parts of Concord, Salisbury, High Point, and Winston-Salem. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Greensboro.